Hello, I'm Joseph Pierce, and please allow me to give you a brief update on what's newly posted in the inner sanctum of my personal website. So, just an overview of what the website is. So, the inner sanctum of the website is for subscribers, for those who support my work, me, my family, and my work in a special way by subscribing to the subscription section, the Inner Sanctum. Now, in that, every week, without fail, basically, I can't remember the last time I skipped a week, I publish three new podcasts, and I also write an essay. The essay is called The Lady Dow Diary, and that's just I guess gives what I'm up to in my life in terms of writing, editing, teaching, speaking, traveling. And also my life at home with my family, my wife and two children, and ducks and other critters that we share at Lady Dow, which is our home in the upstate of South Carolina, secluded between trees, in other words, surrounded by woods. I'll name them for you. We have Deerwood to the north. We have fairy wood to the west, we have peach blossom wood to the right, and we have fern wood to the south. So, and our driveway wends its way through those woods. So that's where we live. And so I give an update on that every week, the Lady Dow Diary, and then the three podcasts. So one is called The Home Is Where the Hearth Is podcast. That I talk about whatever I actually feel like talking about. So that could be on anything, everything, something. Don't think it's ever been on nothing yet. Although Belloc wrote a book, I think, on nothing. So this week, I'm continuing a series at the moment in the Home Is Where the Hearth Is podcast, based upon my new book, Faith of Our Fathers, A History of True England. So basically it's a history of the Catholic presence in England from the first century to the 21st century. So this week I've just done the second in that series, which takes us basically from Roman Britain, the Roman occupation, through the arrival of the Germanic Anglo-Saxon tribes. And then the land of Saints Bede and the writing of Beowulf and such like. So that's what we've covered to this week in the second part of that series. And then the another podcast that every week is the Poem of the Week podcast, which is actually misnamed because it's hardly ever Poem of the Week and normally is Poems of the Week, because each podcast I do lasts about 15 minutes, so it's 45 minutes of new recorded content every week. But 15 minutes gives me enough time usually to read several poems, depending on how long the poems are. So at the moment, we did a countdown of the top 100 favourite poems in the UK, according to a BBC poll in the 1990s. So that was interesting. That countdown of poems that obviously become better known the higher up the charts they get. But now I'm making my way through journeying through my own personal library and picking out books, and I'm currently in the part of the library that has poetry anthologies. So this week and last week and next week we'll be reading poems from an obscure volume called 101 Poems that has no name attached to it, but was published in Chicago in 1924, and it's full of sort of it's obviously written it's obviously a volume for children, and it's all about manly formation or patriotism and such things. So we read poems this week from that by Sir Walter Scott, Oliver Wendell Holmes, and Edgar Allan Poe. His wonderful poem, The Raven, to be precise. And then the third podcast I recorded this week is in that series called Revisiting Old Favourites. And what we're doing in that at the moment is going through all of my published books in chronological order, reading from them extracts for 15 minutes. So we began with my first published book, which was my biography of G.K. Chesterton, which was published in 1996, or many moons ago now, over a quarter of a century, heaven help us. So we're working our way through that, and this week I read from my book Beauteous Truth: Faith, Reason, Literature and Culture, which was published, I think, in 2014 by St. Augustine's Press. So we read from that the essay on the faith of Merry England. So actually dovetails very nicely with the series in Home is Where the Hearth Is. So basically, and then the other podcast series, which is already finished, so I'm not keeping that up, is a 45-part college-level course on J.R.R. Tolkien and C.S. Lewis. So if you're an aficionado, a lover of the works of Tolkien and Lewis, the Inner Sanctum is for you, because you have a 45-part series on those two great writers, also apart from the Home is Where the Hearth Is podcast, the Revisiting Old Favourites podcast, the Poem of the Week podcast, and the Lady Dow Diary essay. Add all those together, we're talking about hundreds of poems already on there, with new ones being added every week. And I've read the entire Path to Rome by Hilaire Belloc in the Revisiting Old Favourites podcast section as well. So much. So please do consider supporting me, my family, and my work by joining the Inner Sanctum of my personal website. So go to jpearce.co is the website address, jpearce.co. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for at least considering joining the Inner Sanctum. Thanks so much. God bless. Bye-bye.